Nolte, Dems stuck, Kamala still polls worse than Biden against Trump. By John Nolte on July 9, 2024. The latest polling from Emerson College confirms that Democrats are screwed. Kamala Harris polls worse against Donald Trump than Joe Biden. Democrats are in an impossible situation that they wholeheartedly deserve. Even after that disastrous debate that blew apart the Democrat Party and corporate media cover-up of Biden's ongoing and dramatic mental and physical collapse, Kamala Harris still polls worse. Emerson surveyed 1,370 registered voters on July 7 and 8, more than a week after the debate. Former President Trump not only leads his fraudulency Joe Biden nationally 46-43%, the Donald leads her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris by an even wider margin of 6 points, 49-43%. In fact, no possible Biden substitute polls better against Trump than President Roomba. Biden loses 43-46% or minus 3. Kamala Harris loses 43-49% or minus 6. Bernie Sanders loses 42-48% or minus 6. Former Vice President Al Gore loses 42-47% or minus 5. Two-time presidential loser Hillary Clinton loses 41-48% or minus 7. Gavin Newsom loses 40-48% or minus 8. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg loses 39-49% or minus 10. Elizabeth Warren loses 39-49% or minus 10. Gretchen Whitmer loses 38-48% or minus 10. Josh Shapiro loses 38-46% or minus 8. Compared to the June poll, Biden only lost 2 points against Trump post-debate. In June, it was Biden 45% to Trump's 46%. Democrat primary voters have made their decision and did so based on the knowledge that Biden is a frail and failing old man. Party apparatchiks and the corporate media can continue to pretend to be shocked by what we witnessed on debate night. But we all know that the only thing that shocked them was that Biden's staff didn't put enough meth in Biden's butt to get him through those 90 minutes. Everyone knows he is spent. Therefore, this panic on the left has nothing to do with the revelation that Biden is in no mental or physical shape to run the country. The panic is based on a debate performance so dreadful the left's gaslight ran out of gas. The bottom line is this. Biden doesn't want to step aside, and that is that. He won the primary. He holds the superdelegates. The primary is over. The convention is pure theater. Second, even if Biden did step aside, Kamala cannot be passed over. The campaign war chest belongs only to her and Biden. Then there's the whole issue of identity politics. Passing over the first black, female vice president? No way that sells. The party would implode. Democrats are stuck with President Roomba and Vice President cackling affirmative action hire. Unless he's hit with something terrible like a stroke, Democrats are stuck with Joe, and even if they could replace him. This polling shows that without Joe, Democrats leap from the frying pan into the fire. As bad of shape as he's in, Biden is still the party's best hope of holding on to the White House. And if it's not Joe, it's got to be Kamala, and she's a molten fire of stupid. What's happening here is glorious. Democrats and the corporate media care so little about America that they were willing to do anything to hide Biden's mental and physical collapse, including lying about unedited videos being cheap fakes. The whole idea was to drag him over the finish line of Election Day and then force him out. But the conspiracy blew apart in front of the entire world during that debate. And now they've all been exposed as the cretinous liars they are. And now, they're panicking that after everything, a decade of lies and hoaxes and attempts to imprison Orange Man Bad, Trump is on the cusp of the most extraordinary political comeback in American history. Watch, Kamala Harris, Biden will win in November. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.